Ho, 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 hello, and Merry Christmas, my little friends. Welcome to a very special edition of the Big Kid Quiz, the big family-friendly Christmas quiz. I'm your quizmaster, Cassie Delaney, and I am thrilled to be here with you once again in time for the festive season. This week, we're doing things a little differently. We have a bumper Christmas quiz to get through. So we have four rounds with eight questions in each round. I'll run through each round once and then repeat the questions, but don't worry, there is a whole round dedicated to bad jokes, so you won't miss out on my signature humor. Grab a pen and paper. This week, I think it's most fun to play together with the whole family, but if you want chaos, why not try adults versus kids? You can prove how much you've learned throughout the year and really put the grown-ups to shame. At the end, I'll give you all the answers so you can tally up your score, and Santa told me directly that you can help yourself to a little piece of chocolate for every answer you get right. When you have your pen and paper, we're ready to begin. Round one, general knowledge. Number one, what is the best-selling Christmas single of all time? Is it A, White Christmas by Bing Crosby, or B, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey? Number two, who wrote the Christmas story, A Christmas Carol? Number three, what is the traditional drink made with eggs, cream, and spices during Christmas? Number four, in the movie Home Alone, where is Kevin's family traveling to when they accidentally leave him behind? Number five, what animated Christmas movie features a train journey to the North Pole? Number six, what are the two colours most commonly associated with Christmas? Number seven, what is the name of the traditional Christmas ballet that features the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy? And number eight, how many gifts in total are given in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas? Okay, let's run through the general knowledge questions really quickly one more time. Number one, what is the best-selling Christmas single of all time? Is it White Christmas by Bing Crosby, or is it All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey? Number two, who wrote the Christmas story, A Christmas Carol? Number three, what is the traditional drink made with eggs, cream, and spices during Christmas? Number four, in the movie Home Alone, where is Kevin's family traveling to when they accidentally leave him behind? Number five, what animated Christmas movie features a train journey to the North Pole? Number six, what are the two colors most commonly associated with Christmas? Number seven, what is the name of the traditional Christmas ballet that features the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy? And number four, how many gifts in total are given during the song The 12 Days of Christmas? Okay, round two, Christmas traditions. Number one, in what country did the tradition of the Christmas tree originate? Number two, what does the word Noël mean in French? Number three, what is the name of the plant that people traditionally have a little kiss under at Christmas? Number four, which country is credited with starting the tradition of sending Christmas cards? Number five, in what European country do children leave their shoes out on December 5th to be filled with gifts by Saint Nicholas? Number six, true or false, in Germany, it is traditional to hide a pickle ornament on the tree. Number seven, what kind of headwear is usually found in a Christmas cracker? And number eight, what meat is typically cooked at Christmas for the Christmas dinner? And let's go through those questions one more time. Number one, in what country did the tradition of the Christmas tree originate? Number two, what does the word Noël mean in French? Number three, what is the name of the plant that people traditionally kiss under at Christmas? Number four, which country is credited with starting the tradition of sending Christmas cards? Number five, in what European country do children leave out their shoes on December 5th to be filled with gifts by St. Nicholas? And number six, is it true or false that in Germany it is traditional to hide a pickle ornament on the tree? Number seven, what kind of headwear is usually found in a Christmas cracker? And number eight, what meat is typically cooked at Christmas for the dinner? Now on to round three, Christmas around the world. Number one, what is the Spanish phrase for Merry Christmas? Number two, which Asian country celebrates Christmas with the tradition of eating KFC? Number three, in which country do people celebrate the Giant Lantern Festival during the Christmas season? Number four, in Sweden, what animal is particularly important during the festive period? Is it A, the Yule sheep, B, the Yule goat, or C, the Yule cow? Number five, which European country has a Christmas character named Krampus? Number six, in Australia, Christmas is celebrated during which season? Number seven, which famous Christmas carol was originally in German as Stille Nacht? And number eight, what is the name of the traditional Italian cake eaten during Christmas? And let's run through those questions one more time. Number one, what is the Spanish phrase for Merry Christmas? Number two, which Asian country celebrates Christmas by eating KFC? Number three, in which country do people celebrate the Giant Lantern Festival during the Christmas season? Number four, in Sweden, what animal is particularly important during the festive period? Is it A, the Yule sheep, B, the Yule goat, or C, the Yule cow? Number 5, which European country has a Christmas character named Krampus? Number 6, in Australia, Christmas is celebrated during which season? And number 7, which famous Christmas carol was originally written in German as Stille Nacht? And number 8, what is the name of the traditional Italian cake eaten during Christmas? And now on to our final bumper round, my favourite Christmas cracker jokes. Number 1. What do you get if you cross a snowman with Dracula? Number 2. Why does Santa go down the chimney on Christmas Eve? Number 3, what do elves learn in school? Number 4, what do you call a cat sitting on the beach at Christmas? Number 5, why are Christmas trees so bad at sewing? Number 6, what do snowmen eat for breakfast? Number 7, what you call a snowman in the summertime? And number 8, what's every parent's favorite Christmas carol? And let's go through those one more time. Number 1, what you get if you cross the snowman with Dracula. Number 2, why does Santa go down the chimney on Christmas Eve? Number 3, what do elves learn about in school? Number 4, what you call a cat sitting on the beach at Christmas? Number 5, why are Christmas trees so bad at sewing? Number 6, what do snowmen eat for breakfast? Number 7, what you call a snowman in the summertime? And number 8, what is every parent's favorite Christmas carol? Okay, let's correct our giant family-friendly Christmas quiz. Back to general knowledge. Number one, what is the best-selling Christmas single of all time? Was it White Christmas by Bing Crosby or All I Want for Christmas by Is You by Mariah Carey? The answer is White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Number two, who wrote A Christmas Carol? That's Charles Dickens. Number three, what is the traditional drink made with eggs, cream, and spices during Christmas? The answer is eggnog. Number four, in the movie Home Alone, where is Kevin's family traveling to when they accidentally leave him behind? Paris. Number five, what animated Christmas movie features a train journey to the North Pole? Number six, what are the two colors that are most commonly associated with Christmas? The answer is red and green. Number seven, what is the name of the traditional Christmas ballet that features the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy? It's the Nutcracker. And number eight, how many gifts in total are given during the song The 12 Days of Christmas? The answer is 364. Round two, Christmas traditions. Number one, in what country did the tradition of Christmas trees originate? The answer is Germany. Number two, what does the word Noël mean in French? It's Christmas. Number three, what is the name of the plant that people traditionally have a little kiss under at Christmas? It's mistletoe. Number four, which country is credited with starting the tradition of sending Christmas cards? The answer is England. And number five, in what European country do children leave out their shoes on December 5th to be filled with gifts by St. Nicholas? That's the Netherlands. Number six, true or false, in Germany it is traditional to hide a pickle ornament on the tree? That's true. Number seven, what kind of headwear is usually found in a Christmas cracker? The answer is a paper crown. And number eight, what meat is typically cooked at Christmas for the dinner? A turkey and ham. Round three, Christmas around the world. Number one, what is the Spanish phrase for Merry Christmas? The answer is Feliz Navidad. Number two, which Asian country celebrates Christmas with the tradition of eating KFC? That's Japan. Number three, in which country do people celebrate the Giant Lantern Festival during the Christmas season? The answer is the Philippines. Number four, in Sweden, what animal is particularly important during the festive period? Was it the Yule sheep, the Yule goat, or the Yule cow? The answer is the Yule goat. Number five, which European country has a Christmas character named Krampus? It's Austria, and he's not a very nice character. Six, in Australia, Christmas is celebrated during which season? Summer. Seven, which famous Christmas carol was originally written in German as Stille Nacht? That's Silent Night. And number eight, what is the name of the traditional Italian cake eaten during Christmas? It's panettone. And my favorite round, the Christmas cracker jokes. Number one, what you get if you cross a snowman with Dracula? The answer is frostbite. Number two, why does Santa go down the chimney on Christmas Eve? Because it suits him. Number three, what do elves learn in school? The alphabet. Number four, what you call a cat sitting on the beach at Christmas? The answer is Sandy Claus. Number five, why are Christmas trees so bad at sewing? It's because they always drop their needles. Number six, what do snowmen eat for breakfast? The answer is Frosties. Number seven, what you call a snowman in the summertime? A puddle. And number eight, what's every parent's favorite Christmas carol? Silent Nights. And that is all for our bumper Christmas. And that is all for our bumper Christmas quiz this year. But join us next week for a special end of year quiz, guaranteed to provide lots more laughter, lots more fun, and maybe one or two minor family disagreements. Until then, have a great Christmas. Look after yourself and those around you. Bye-bye.